to order. First, we'll have our roll call.
Commissioner McKinley is excused. Tomas Boyan.
Present.
Clay Walker.
Here.
Whivett Hay. Myron Nagelberg.
Here.
Sharon Green is excused. Maria Hernandez. David Rafaitis.
Present.
Shane Searchwell. Or Carl Picard. Bobby Valentine.
Here.
David Evans.
Here.
Dina Hill is excused. We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Excellent. Okay. Next, I hope everybody had a chance to review the minutes. Do we have a motion to adopt? Oh, the agenda, actually. We're going for the agenda. Has everybody had a chance to review the agenda? Is there any additions or deletions? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
So moved.
We got a move by Bobby and a second by David.
Mike, actually.
Oh, I didn't see one over there as well. It looks like we got it passed. Thanks, Mike. Next is the motion to approve the minutes from our March 9th meeting. Okay, I've got a motion by Bobby.
No. On page four of the minutes, it just said that I thanked everybody for helping me in Tallahassee. However, I did say that in the courtroom, even though I was cut off from my group and didn't go around with my group, I did network, and I would like that in the minutes, that I did network with several people in the courtyard talking about the LCB and the transportation disadvantage. So I did feel like I did contribute.
Okay. Well, we always appreciate you. I was there. I appreciate you always contributing. These are, you know, modified minutes. We'll take a look at adding that, but it doesn't always say everything that everybody said, but appreciate you making note.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Thanks, David. So we had by Mike, I think it was he gave the first, and then David approved it. Okay. I have no comments from the chair. General public comments. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay. Seeing none. Next, we'll go on to action items. We're looking for a motion to approve the 2015-2016 Community Transportation Coordination Evaluation. We'll be having a presentation by Annie Delgado.
Well, can I have the presentation first and then do the approval?
Yeah, she's going to give the presentation right now.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning. Thank you, members of the board, staff, members of the public for being here. Again, I'm Annie Delgado. I'm a planner at the Palm Beach MPO. I'm also the liaison from the MPO for the local coordinating board. So I'd like to share with you the findings, recommendations, and next steps for the fiscal year 15-16 CTC evaluation. So first, I'd like to cover just some broad duties of the LCB and kind of see where we're at in the fiscal year with that. Give the evaluation findings overview, and then provide next steps on where we'll be moving forward next. So with the duties of the LCB, here we are with the CTC evaluation. So this is really the final all-encompassing evaluation of PromTran Connection. So the LCB does the evaluation with help from the MPO, as well as the CTC, and we work in conjunction to complete a workbook provided by the Florida Commission for the Transportation Disadvantage. So all of the LCBs are using the same format provided from the Florida Commission, and they're all reviewed in the same manner. So this is one thing that the LCB does with help from the MPO and the CTC. The second is reviewing, for example, rate models, service levels, and that's on an ongoing basis. So on this agenda as well is the trip rates for the next coming fiscal year, which you'll approve. Next is discussion. This one is also ongoing. So you're discussing safety concerns, eligibility, and other pertinent issues as they arise. And finally, the TDSP, which is the Transportation Disadvantaged Service Plan. And this is also updated annually by the LCB with help from, again, the MPO and the CTC. And this is the overarching plan regarding paratransit and TD services in our county. So this was last updated in the March meeting, and we'll do it again today to include the trip rates as well as the CTC evaluation for this fiscal year. So with the evaluation overview, again, it is prescribed by the Florida Commission, so all of the CTCs in Florida are evaluated with the same format. And there are a couple topics. General questions covers general topics. So when was the CTC designated, what type of services, that sort of thing. Next, chapter 427 in the Florida statutes, as well as rule 41 in the Florida Administrative Code, covers the roles and responsibilities of the CTC. So this is really following how the CTC is in compliance with these two mandated chapters. Next, insurance. This is from our three providers. So we have three, First, MB, and Naruti. And we're looking to see if they're following all of the insurance requirements that are dictated by the state. Commission standards and local standards are, again, dictated. Commission is from the state level. Local standards are what is prescribed by Pontchartrain Connection themselves, what they deem necessary to meet as their requirements. There's also an ADA section to see if not only the building, but also the vehicles, to see if they're compliant with ADA standards. There's an on-site observation of the system, so folks can ride the paratransit trips and take observations, go to the facility. There's also a survey component that goes with that as well. And then finally, three worksheets, level of cost, level of competition, and level of coordination for Pontchartrain Connection to complete and for all of us to review. So that's, in a nutshell, the evaluation. Key findings were found in four chapters. General questions, chapter 427 of Florida statutes, local standards from Pontchartrain Connection, and finally the passenger surveys. With general questions, the way that this works is I'll provide the key finding to you and then highlight some of the recommendations and the next steps towards those. The first that we found in the general question section was that the complaint process lacks follow-up. So this might mean a few things, and it's our understanding that Pontchartrain Connection is already aware of some of these findings, and they're already taking steps to complete those. So we're extremely happy and pleased with what they're doing so far. So the first, the complaint process lacks follow-up, so we just recommend that they ensure that from the moment the complaint is put in, there's a follow-up along each of the steps, and the resolution is completed with the customer that put in the complaint. The next is that the CTC would like to increase paratransit trips on fixed route service. So this is one of the local standards, as you'll see later. Pontchartrain Connection has a goal to move some of the paratransit trips, if they're able, to fixed route service. And one of the recommendations we have is to gain a better understanding of the logistics of fixed route service. So logistically, how does that service work, and how can it really mesh with the paratransit service and help those riders transition over to fixed route service? And then, of course, provide education on riders on how to use fixed route. We know that Pontchartrain Connection does have some materials out there, but perhaps an informational video series, posting to social media, a handbook of sorts to help riders understand how fixed route works and get them onto that service. The next is regarding Section 5310 grants. So this is a grant provided by the Florida Department of Transportation, and it gives capital or operating assistance to companies that provide either services to the disabled or to the elderly. So what we see is that these recipients are not adequately regulated for compliance. The Palm Beach contracts are very well written, and these recipients are not necessarily held to those standards of the Palm Beach contracts. So we're recommending that the Florida Commission update their contracts so that these recipients are held to a higher standard regarding safety and all of the other encompassing parts of these agreements. So we're hoping that they can revise the contracts, and perhaps FDOT, the CTC, and the CTD can sit down and make that happen. And finally, the Voluntary Dollar Program is only marketed in printed materials. So if you're all familiar with Voluntary Dollar, it's when you register your boat or your truck or your car, you can actually opt in to provide a dollar or more directly to the TD Trust Fund. So this, we recommend that it's put on website, email, social media, so that we can get more money put into the trust fund later. It's just really one big pot of money, and people can voluntarily donate to that fund. The next is Chapter 427 in the Florida statutes. So again, this covers the roles and responsibilities of the CTC. So the first finding is that school buses are not currently utilized in the system. So they do have students that ride the service, and what we'd like to see is perhaps the CTC could work with Palm Beach County Schools to help get a better understanding and a place to find school buses and use them when necessary. So there's not quite a plan in place. So it'd be nice to develop some sort of agreement with a charter of private schools and help subsidize those costs for those students that ride the service. I think it'd be a nice way to get additional funding and gain a partnership between the CTC and Palm Beach County Schools. The next, again, this is with Section 50 through 10, and that's the FDOT grant for capital or operating assistance. So these applications are independent, the CTC reviews these applications independently. And there's actually a committee that forms and really walks the process through from the application down to choosing who receives these grants. So it'd be great for the CTC to sit at the table in person and get their feedback in person and work with the other agencies, including the MPO and a few others. So we recommend that they sit in person and then involve the LCB on the selection process. So perhaps get the applications to the LCB, everyone could review them, and then have discussion on where to move forward. The next finding is that TV service isn't available on 7 holidays throughout the year. And we do know that there's some other agencies that are helping to fill those gaps, but it would be great if they could consider offering limited service on these days if feasible. If they see that the demand is there, go ahead and offer at least limited service on those days. But we do know that there's some agencies helping to fill it, but the CTC could do so as well. And then finally, there's not currently an arrangement with the Local Wages Coalition. Our Local Wages Coalition in Palm Beach County is Career Source, and we do have a Career Source member on the LCB. She's not here right now, she's excused. But perhaps the CTC could work with Career Source Palm Beach County and help provide services to them and have some type of synergistic relationship with the agency. The next category, again, is local standards. These are standards dictated by the CTC. This isn't from the state. This is what Palm Tran Connection has decided are their local standards. There are 7. The CTC is currently meeting 4 out of the 7, which is excellent. The first is that the passenger no-show goal is less than or equal to 4%, so they were well below that. It's a ratio. The second, these are actually, the first 3 are for the contractors. So the 3 contractors first, Meridian and MD. So the no-show goal is below 4%. At-fault accidents, which is excellent, well below the 1 per 100,000 miles that are allowed. The same is for road calls. This is when there's a breakdown, a flat tire, something happens with the vehicle. They're all meeting the goal of less than 1 per 10,000 miles on the road. And finally, call hold time is with the CTC because, you know, all of the calls come through the CTC first. It's less than 3 minutes per call. So they're doing fantastic there. There are 3 goals, however, that the CTC is not meeting. The first that we discussed previously is that they're not increasing public transit ridership by 25%. Right now it's about 6% per year. So we can see that they are making attempts to do so, but perhaps different methods could be used to help reach that goal. The second is on-time performance. It's greater than or equal to 95%. Within the last 3 months, they were at about 92. So again, that's one thing that they could look at. And then finally, the complaint ratio, which we also discussed previously, is that the goal is less than 3 per 10,000 trips, and the CTC has a complaint ratio above 3. So what we recommend moving forward is to evaluate the current measurable goals and see if they're actually attainable. Perhaps do studies, and we know that Palm Tran Connection is working towards that, to see whether or not they're attainable, and then see what they can do to make the goals attainable, still within reach, but something to work towards. They can also inform contractors of what goals they're not meeting and help them reach those goals, and then provide educational opportunities to these contractors and staff as needed to help everyone get on the same page and help improve achievement. So that's local standards. Finally, with passenger surveys. This was the part where we had a written survey. So a lot of LCB members helped, and we really appreciate you doing that. We needed to call 10% of riders. We actually called 18, so 18%. So 140 random telephone calls were made. We got 50 responses. The average score was 8.46 on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least satisfied and 10 being the most satisfied. So they were at 8.46. Some recommendations based on feedback that we got, and this is all candid feedback. We just asked people to honestly give their opinion on how they feel. A lot of people said that the drivers were extremely courteous. They were very happy with the services the drivers provided. They were friendly. We did see that they had issues with the GPS systems. So, for example, people were driving around. The driver was unsure where to go because the GPS was telling him, your home is here, but actually, it's here. So folks were having difficulty getting to where they needed to go on time. And then with that, improving trip optimization. So perhaps someone was sitting on the bus for a little longer than they anticipated because they were going to different places in the county prior to their stop. So that was another comment we received quite often. And then finally, again, with customer service. So following up on any filed complaints, making sure that the folks that put them in get follow-up throughout the way and get to a resolution that they like. But all in all, 8.46 was the average from 50 responses, so that was very good. Finally, with next steps. So from this day forward, what are we doing to complete the process? So once the LCB reviews the work of today, this is a great start, but we still need feedback from the LCB. So I know Bobby and I spoke. She had some feedback to include in the review workbook, and I encourage all of LCB members to do so. So once this happens, we're going to submit the review workbook to the Florida Commission for the Transportation Disadvantaged, the CTD. They're going to simultaneously provide feedback. So they'll have comments for us to include. This will all be bundled up with what the LCB provides as comments. And then we'll provide what is called a review report to the CTC. So the LCB, once they're happy with all of the comments, they give Palm Tran Connection a review report saying, these are our findings and our recommendations. We're handing this to you, and we're hoping that you're going to work towards increasing and improving the goals. So then finally, the CTC, Palm Tran Connection, provides a status report to the LCB within 30 working days after that. So there's a mutual discussion between these parties to help reach the final status report, which is going to be presented to the LCB at the September meeting. So if you want to have those dates, we're looking at August 9th for the review report from the LCB, and then September 21st would be the status report back from the CTC. And hopefully at the September meeting, which is September 29th, we can get kind of a presentation or review report from the CTC themselves. And then along the way, we'll update the Florida Commission as needed to provide any feedback or findings that we've had. And that's it. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to take them. And please email your feedback to myself so I can include it in the review workbook. Bobby and I already spoke, so I'm going to include her comments in the review workbook. So any other LCB members can go ahead and do that. Mike, do you have a question?
Yes, on these plates. Mm-hmm. Are they still using the same form that they had originally for complaints?
Yes.
Because I've objected to the form of it because the limited number of lines for the complaints, so it has to be oversimplified so that it does not pick up the nuance or the importance of what someone is stressing. And as long as you limit it to that form of complaint, you're not going to have any really good complaints. The second thing is, on late vehicles, are those limited to those to which there's a late vehicle call in by the consumer? Or do they pick them off from the status and the GPS? Or is it those that are validated by the late complaint. Late vehicle.
I think that's directed, maybe we can ask Paltran.
Jeff.
Well, all the complaints that have come from incoming calls are recorded. There also is a report that the director runs that shows all late vehicles according to trapeze. So even if it's not called in by a passenger, there still is a report that goes to the director that he or she can run that shows all how many late vehicles according to trapeze. So not necessarily everybody calls in a late vehicle. Some people, if the vehicle shows up a few minutes late, they don't call it in. But for all of those people who do call it in, that is recorded.
That's recorded. In other words, when we get the report or percentage of late vehicles, it's not what the director gets for the GPS, but what's called in and validated.
Well, I mean, I don't present that report, so I can't answer that. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's accurate.
But I'd like to know if I'm right or not. Who would know?
What we'll do is we'll have staff get back to you on that in terms of how that is actually reported.
David, have a question.
Yeah, could you go back three slides, I believe? One more. There's one we had 25% of was a goal.
This one?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Increasing public transit ridership?
Refresh my memory when it said the goal of 25%. Was it per population? Was it per last year's ridership? Or was it for those who are transportation disadvantaged as defined in Palm Beach County? So I didn't know what, you know, because otherwise 25% seemed like an awfully, awfully high goal in which to achieve that, and we might need to act on a threshold where you can't go, and if we're doing something 100%, we couldn't go 25%. So I don't remember what the ridership goal was defined as.
So feel free, Pontrain Connection, to also chime in. But this is looking at from month to month, the prior year to the current year, how many of the paratransit riders were transferred to fixed route service. So saying that, well, you're doing great with paratransit, but now it looks like you can move on to fixed route service, so let's help you move into that instead of solely using the paratransit trips.
Yeah. That's a little confusing to me, but okay.
Would anyone else like to add to that from Connection?
Yeah, through the chair, I had the same question. Maybe it could we could clarify the goal. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good goal. I'm not sure about the percentage, but maybe it should say exactly what you just stated. Mm-hmm. Because when you say public transit, it's really all-encompassing, mm-hmm. Which means public transit is also paratransit and fixed route. Mm-hmm. So I would just state it that it's a goal to transition those who could to ride the fixed route more often, recognizing our fare-free incentive for eligible clients.
Is that correct? Because I know these are Paltran Connections goals, so we...
What's been explained is exactly right. It was the transition from paratransit riders to the fixed route. It wasn't just, like Clinton said, it wasn't just an overall all-encompassing increase by 25%. It was to transition people off of the paratransit service to the fixed route service. Oh, I'm sorry. Year over year. Are you... Sorry.
Yeah, appreciate the clarification. And I am happy to see that we're looking to add the holiday trips on there, because I think that's going to be a much-needed service for a lot of individuals. I would like to see, as we were discussing, what demographics are we looking and how to increase what percentage, we should start to be looking at who are the choice riders as well and start surveying on that. So it's not just who's shifting over from Palmtran to, or from Palmtran Connection to Palmtran, but how many actually are choice riders riding the Palmtran service. And then also, I think it was on the next slide, it says CTC would like to increase trips on the fixed route service. And I think we're only limiting our tools to what is in our toolbox, but there's a lot of other services out there. If you go downtown to West Palm Beach, the trolley services. So even though they're not anything within our control, if we take a look at it as our goal of moving people around, and the CTC is not just one agency, that we need to start to see how we're going to promote other services that would help our communities get to where they need to go without maybe even having to rely on some of the services that we provide. Bobby?
In regards to that holiday trips, remember that Silo just made a presentation to this group that they were starting a program for when there is no bus, when there is no van service, which is when on 7 days a year. Mm-hmm. And that's always been with the county commission. I'm sorry, but that's what the county commission always tells us. It's only 7 days a year. And it's true, it's only 7 days a year, and you get service before and after a holiday. So if you're going to visit someone, you can go there. The only persons that it really interferes with are those that have to get to work on holidays. But then again, Silo has started their program so that people can do that, have transportation on those days. So I don't think it just befalls us to think about holidays, because other people in this area are doing so.
I agree. Now, just to be clear, I think that grant is sunsetting for Silo. So,
pardon?
I think that grant is sunsetting for Silo, just so people are aware. I don't think that's going to be an option in the near future.
That's true. But
Okay. So, with that, are there any more questions or comments? No? One more? Okay. Last one.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, do they have an overall public transit percentage goal, you know, for people that aren't using public transit at all to give it a try?
Would ask staff, is there an overall goal of how much the percentage of the Palm Beach County population we want to see on transit? That might be one we're going to have to get back to you on. Yeah.
Through the chair, would like to just state that we will be ready with our follow-up report based on the findings and recommendations in September.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Cliff. Okay. Next, we'll take it to a vote. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We got a motion by Bobby. And who was the second?
David Evans.
David? No, okay. Okay, and now we'll take for a vote. How many ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, unanimously passes. Next, we're going to action item B, motion to approve the 2016-2017 trip and equipment grant. Do we have a presentation?
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. All right. Annually, the CTC must submit trip rates for the upcoming fiscal year in order to receive the trip and equipment grant. The trip rate worksheet is included in the trip equipment grant application in the backup. We'll look to have are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, I'd like to see it stay the same or even get a little lower.
Okay.
$7 a trip is awful hard on people that have to make more than two or three trips a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is it set to stay at $350?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, we're now going to... Do we have a motion for a vote?
Vote.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Seeing none, we approve the motion to approve the 2016-2017 trip and equipment grant. Item C, motion to approve the amendment to the 2015-2016 Transportation Disadvantaged Service Plan, also known as the TDSP.
Yep. This TDSP amendment includes the trip rates
you just approved, as well as the CTC evaluation for this fiscal year. Those are the only two sections that were updated in the TESP.
I have a question. For the included under the, who is included under the transportation disadvantage, are children at risk included in that in Palm Beach County?
I believe the definition does include at-risk youth besides disabled and elderly, but I'll definitely double-check and get back with all of you on that.
As a long-standing TDLCB board member, I'm pretty sure that it does.
I know on the state level it does. I just wanted to make sure that ours mirrored what we're what was in the state. So if we can see that and make sure that that is included, if it's not, okay. All right, now we'll take a vote. Do we have a motion to approve the amended 2015 TDSP?
I have a question first.
Oh, yeah, David.
In the last meeting, I made a note about the additional maps. I'm not sure if that was included in this one or not. And what I was referring to was we have some really beautiful-looking maps that were in the document, and I'd like to see additional layers. And one was how many individuals were disabled according to the census, and this next one, I believe, was the property appraiser each year comes out with a senior community map of population 55 and above. That may be able to utilize, and based upon what was just mentioned as far as individuals in need or children in need, I think that would be another graphically important portion of the document. So I would like to see what it says. I mean, like, I know it says senior 65 by census block, but that was overlaid with disabilities. So in the census, it has how many individuals have a disability by census, and it breaks it out by what type of disability it is. I'm not sure if we would tailor any of our routes that way or information, but it just does not grab it.
Thank you for the comments. And I appreciate, over the last year, I've just seen the graphics and everything that the MPU has done is they've been taking it to the next level. So we do appreciate everything that they're doing, and I'm sure they'll work to incorporate as much as they can in the booklet as well as their work on the website.
And I'm sure the school district would love to provide some additional information on that, too.
Are there any more questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll take it to a vote. Do we have a motion to approve the 2015-16 TDSP? Do we have a first? First by Mike. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Clay Walker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Okay. Then it passes. Next, we're going on to item three, administrative items. Are there any member comments?
Yes.
Okay. Bobby?
In this morning's post, Mr. Forbes, you're in the paper. It says that you're moving two men over from Palmtran Connection that were suspected of complicity in changing times. If you're moving them over to regular service, doesn't that sort of contradict what you're trying to do is to clean up the act? And if you did that, why was Ron demoted? Because if you're moving them over to your service, you must have some kind of inside track on their character that says that they're better than what the newspapers have pointed out. And if you did Ron a disgrace, I think you should apologize. I think you've made an extremely serious mistake in taking Ron Jones out of directorship. And having lived through Intellitran, which you haven't, but I have a suspicious mind about any management company.
Bobby, I ask that you go through the chair and you address me, please. You can make your comments, but I think we don't want to be too accusatory, but you can say your facts.
All right. Well, I've made what I've said. I think you've made a mistake about Ron Jones.
Okay. Appreciate your comments.
I think the staff has done an excellent job.
And I do agree with you. The Palm Tran connection and Palm Tran staff have done an excellent job, and they're continuing to work towards that.
Mr. Chair, if I may, and we typically don't comment on personnel actions, but since it was brought up, I
would like could you put the mic up? I can't
hear you. Sure. We typically don't comment on personnel actions. The information that you see in that article was the result of a public records request from a memorandum from me to the organization about our reorganization effort. It was not stated correctly in the paper by the reporter, which is typical. The reporter attempted to connect the two moves from connection to fixed route to the issues that the OIG investigated in Palm Tran connection. If you read my memo, which I'll share with everyone, those folks, Yvette Ricketts, who was moved to fixed route, is actually a star in this organization, and it's not my organization. It's everyone's organization. Palm Tran connection and fixed route are one. It's one organization. And Roderick Owens also. There is a deficit at fixed route operations, and we're addressing that with transferring to what I call stars in our organization to help at fixed route operations. It is my prerogative to reorganize and put people in the best spots in this organization. I'll maintain that prerogative. I thank you for your comment and concern, and it's duly noted. Thank you.
And I think we appreciate this, that they've almost been almost two different organizations for a long time, too. So actually, I appreciate kind of that little bit more of that cross-pollination to where we're going to bring in some of all the stuff that we've learned at Palm Tran Connection and bring it into the administrative side of the Palm Tran. So I appreciate the move. All right. Are there any more member comments? Wonderful. Well, again, I appreciate everybody taking the time to being here this morning, and we appreciate that we had the quorum because we did have some action items we had to get done today. Our next meeting will be Thursday, September 29th. And with that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
No move.
Okay. All in favor? I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of the day.